Yes, thank you. In this question, I've outlined one example of an issue revolving around the software services at the UT. There are many more examples that not just we know of, but that others know of as well. But I figured this was a easy way to make it clear, where during the exam week, due to software services being down, a digital exam was cancelled because there was no proper alternative. And students had already been waiting for an hour for their exam to start, after which it was in the end cancelled and moved to a different date. Most importantly to us is what steps are there going to be taken to prevent both educational and non-educational problems and the risk of the digital teaching environment we have. What are the measures taken to minimize downtime of the software services, whether it's planned or unplanned, and if it's unplanned, what are the measures taken to be able to remedy these issues as quickly as possible? And as an addition to that, besides the technicality of software services, are there other reasons why an exam could be cancelled, for example, in case of a trial evacuation? And what are the policies in place if that happens?
Thank you. And it's always good when such an unfortunate situation occurs that we think about how do we organize this and how do we prevent this, or at least find a solution as soon as possible when unforeseen circumstances occur. Well, let me say this, the failure of an important IT system is handled as an IT emergency, and we have an IT emergency procedure. So this starts right away when an IT emergency takes place. What happens then is that a team of IT specialists repair the service as soon as possible, but also afterwards evaluate what happened and try to define if there is a structural deficit in the system or something like that, and also repair that in a more structural way. So we have a procedure, we have a team of specialists that repairing the damage that is actually caused, or the cause of the deficit at that time, but we're also evaluating the failure in the system to make sure that we also make structural improvements. There's also a specific emergency plan for digital testing, and in this plan, solutions and alternatives are described in advance regarding possible malfunctions and how to ask subsequently. So we also pre-think what could happen, and we also have procedures in place if certain situations occur. And finally, we have set standard procedure for the cancellation or moving of exams due to unforeseen circumstances. The rules and regulations of the Board of Examiners include an appendix, Rules of Order During Written Tests and Exams, in which uniform rules are laid down for how to act in case of emergencies during an exam.
Did all examination boards adhere to these rules?
As far as I'm aware of, they do.
At least no one rule is an exception. As far as I know, at least.
What do you mean?
The examination board is responsible for this, for these rules.
No.
Yes.
Exactly. So there's been a circular that says, well, examination boards, we post it, and I heard of one examination board that says, oh, that's nice, but we're not going to do anything with this. It's nice, but so I think it's not generally accepted. with that?
Well,
it's like the situation.
But the rules do apply for the examination board, so then
okay.
We should have a discussion with this specific examination board.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Is that an answer to your question?
Yes, it is.
Good.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Yes.
Can I ask if this, can I call it backup systems? So when things go wrong, there's a plan. Are those plans actually being tested? So scenarios being tested as such. So a whole server goes down, we don't have 220 fault on the system. What then would happen?
Yes, they are tested in several ways. And one of the things we do is, for example, also together with other universities, simulate those types of events and make sure that our response system is in place. And also communications, for example, very important part of this type of emergencies is also evaluated and thought through and exercised. Yeah.
Thanks. Yep.